regular folks like us. And he said, people in red states is what he said. He said, you know, election happens and today we still just go about our lives. He said, you know, he said Lowe's was full, people just going about their lives. And he said, people in other states, he said, you know, they're ramped up and ready to burn buildings down and loot and do different things. And I said, Jonathan, I said, it's all because of who we are. I said, it's all because of who we trust. And he knew that. I mean, he knows that. That was his observation. We don't trust in things. We trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is triumphant trust. That is triumphant trust. Because verse 8 tells us when we trust in chariots and when we trust in horses, when we trust in creatures, what's going to happen? They're going to fall. They're going to go. By the way, let's go to number 2. Number 1, the trust. Number 2, the triumph. Number 1, the trust. Number 2, the triumph. And I want us to look here in chapter 20. We'll walk through the chapter and see all of the triumph, if you will, when we trust in, as verse number 7 says, in the name of the Lord our God. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. In verse 5 he says, in the name of our God we will set up our banners. And there's triumph, there's victory when we trust in the name of the Lord our God, when we trust in Christ, and we're not trusting in everything else. What is that triumph? What are those triumphs? Well, number 1 tonight, it is the triumph or it is the victory of the fact that God shields us. What happens when we trust in Christ, when we trust in the name of the Lord our God? First of all, He shields us. Verse number 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble, the name of the God of Jacob, defend thee. And let me ask you tonight, aren't you glad or wouldn't you rather have God Almighty defending you and shielding you than a horse or a chariot or a creature? Even in that chariot, a soldier has a little bit of protection with that chariot. But listen, wouldn't you rather have the protection of God even than a bulwark, if it would be? A fortress? Because that's what He is. He's our fortress. He's our sanctuary. He's our refuge. He said, the name of the God of Jacob, defend thee. Now, if we don't trust in the name of the God of Jacob, verse 8 happens. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. The trust, some trust in chariots and creatures. We should trust in Christ, the triumph. When we trust in the name of the Lord our God, He will shield us. Secondly, He will strengthen us. He will shield us. Secondly, He will strengthen us. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Whether that's emotional strength, whether that's physical strength, whether that's spiritual strength, He will strengthen. Maybe tonight you need emotional strength. We talked about this Sunday. It is the grace of God that gives us the strength to go through whatever we go through. It was the grace of God that strengthened the Apostle Paul to endure whatever he endured. And he endured much, didn't he? He endured more than I believe any of us have endured, at least when it comes to our Christian lives. He endured, he persevered. Why? Not because he was some giant of a man, although we look at him like that, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But no, he rested and he relied upon the grace of God, just like we have to. We rely and we rest on the grace of God to shield us and to strengthen us. Send thee help. By the way, where does the help come from? From the sanctuary. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Let me submit something to you tonight. How many folks have somewhere along the line in their lives begun to trust in other things and they stopped getting help from the sanctuary because they don't even come anymore? Think about that for a moment. they've started trusting maybe in a job or maybe in an activity or something that hinders them from being in the sanctuary. And boy, they don't draw that strength the way they used to. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion, the triumph. He will shield us. He will strengthen us. Thirdly, He will save us. He will save us. Verses 5 and 6 and verse number 9. Verse 5, we will rejoice in thy salvation. Spiritual salvation, when we trust Christ. Spiritual salvation, when we trust Christ for just not saving the spiritual salvation that we talk about, but on a daily basis when we trust in Christ and He gives us salvation every day. Not again, please don't misunderstand, not that salvation that we get at that moment when we trust Christ, but every day when we need something. Has there ever been a day when you just say, God, save me. God, help me today. God, save me out of this situation. God, deliver me out of this situation. And when we're trusting Him, He'll do it. We will rejoice in thy salvation again, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth His anointed. He will hear him from His holy heaven with the saving strength of His right hand. Save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call. Verse 9. Notice verse 6. The saving strength of His right hand. All he needs, all I need, is his right hand. His right hand is greater than $1 million. Now, if somebody wanted to throw $1 million at my feet, I don't think I would turn it down. But his right hand is better than $1 billion. His right hand is better than an armored tank. His right hand. Okay, trust. What am I trusting in? If I'm trusting in Christ, then I get the triumph. I get the victory. What are some of the things that are involved in the victory? He will shield us. He will strengthen us. He will save us. And let me give you a fourth thing. We will serve Him. That's victory. We will serve Him. Again, verse number 5. When it speaks about banners, and in the name of our God will we set up our banners. We will charge into the battle with His banner. As those soldiers charge into a battle with their flag, whether it's the American flag or some other country's flag. Look, when we charge into battle, when we charge into service, we are charging into service and into battle with that flag of the Lord Jesus Christ. We spoke about that recently, about the banner that we serve under, and the banner that we battle under, the banner that we battle under is the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will serve Him. That's victory. That's triumph. And by the way, let me say, when we're trusting something else, that's what we're serving. Whatever we trust, that's what we're serving. You take someone who trusts, and I'm just using this as an example, they trust their bank account. And if their bank account's not at a certain level, boy, it just gives them anxiety and fear for that matter. What are they serving? They're serving that bank account. They're serving money. What does Matthew 6 say? We cannot serve God and mammon. Matthew 6 says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Okay, what we trust is what we serve. Okay, if I'm trusting Christ, then that's who I'm going to serve. If I'm trusting in a chariot, if I'm trusting in a horse, and those are just representative of things that we trust in. If I'm trusting those, that's what I'm going to serve. By the way, let me submit this to us tonight. And I don't, please forgive for referencing yesterday. But think about those who trust constantly in our government. Who are they serving? They're serving the government, whether they know it or not. They're constantly trusting in what someone else, what our government can do or what someone else can do for them. That's who they're serving. They're not serving Christ. They're not serving anything else. They're not serving anyone else. He will shield us. He will strengthen us. He will save us. You say, Pastor, that, you know, that's, you know, big deal. Yeah, big deal. That's where the peace comes from. That's where you pillow your head at night and you know, hey, this whole thing could collapse tomorrow and I'm still okay. Amen. We will serve Him. Number five, He will support us. He will support us. Verse number 8. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. We are risen and stand upright. When I talk about support, I'm not just talking about like when we support somebody, we come along and say, oh, brother, it's going to be okay, and we pat them on the back and we give them support. No, I'm talking about the support that speaks about undergirding, that gives us that foundation and that support from underneath. Think about a ship. And we don't think about this as much now, but in the New Testament especially, when it would talk about ships, and in the book of Acts when the Apostle Paul would talk about being on a ship, and he would talk about the helps. That would be the ropes that they would wrap around underneath the ship. Those were supports. Those were helps. Those were undergirdings. Those were supports. Look at Psalm 42 real quickly. You're not far from it. Psalm 42. He will support us. Psalm 42, verse number 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hey, this is kind of what we talked about Sunday morning, about gloriously thankful. Why? Hey, soul, why are you cast down? Why are you in gloominess? Why are you in despair? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. What's the answer? When we're in despair, when we're cast down, what's the answer? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God. Hope thou in God. He will support us. He will shield us. He will strengthen us. He will save us. We will serve Him. Number 6, He will cause us to stand. We already saw that in verse number 8. Psalm 20 in verse number 8, He will cause us to stand. He will cause us to stand. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. That's kind of what Jonathan was talking about today when he came home. He said, Daddy, you know, we're just continuing with our lives. Well, that's what we do. God helps us to stand. God helps us to keep going. God helps us to stay at it. He gives us the strength and the grace to stand when we trust Him and we're not trusting everything else. And listen, friend, tonight, we're all susceptible to placing our trust in something other than Christ. I'm not talking about for salvation's sake. I'm just talking about every day. We're susceptible to placing our trust in things. And by the way, in circumstances. When you had a good day, aren't we susceptible to saying, boy, God was sure good to me today? Hey, friend, when you have a bad day, God was still good to you that day. But see, you see, we're our fleshly minds, we're susceptible to put our trust in our circumstances and how things went that day instead of saying, you know, boy, everything went wrong today. I had a flat tire today. This went wrong. I had a bad day at work. Got rebuked at work, and everything went wrong today. God was still good. And we will think that way when we trust Him. And not things and not circumstances, not chariots, not horses, not creatures. Let me give you the last one. He will shield us. He will strengthen us. He will save us. We will serve Him. He will support us. He will cause us to stand. And then finally, let me say this. If we don't trust Him, we will suffer. If we don't trust Him, we will suffer. That's verse 8 again. If we don't trust Him, we will suffer. They, who are the they? Somebody tell me, who are the they in verse 8? The they in verse 8 are the some in verse 7 that trust in chariots and horses that don't trust Him. The they in verse 8 are the some in verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we're not part of the some, we're part of the we. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They, those that trust in other things, are brought down and fallen. But we are risen and stand upright. Let me give you a few verses tonight. Would you turn to Psalm 52? And we'll be done in just a moment. Psalm 52. Hey, let me give you an example real quickly, and we'll look at a few of these verses. I was listening today to a message from Pastor Stark. And I was thinking today, Pastor Stark is a man who could care less about money. You know, he comes here, hopefully he'll be here in March for the missions conference, but when we give him money for projects over in Uganda and Rwanda, he's very grateful for that. But when you give him personal money just for himself, he could care less. Now, I'm not, please don't misunderstand, he's very thankful for it. But money to him means nothing. Most of the time when he gets money, he gives it away. And I was thinking about that today, and God has taken care of him all along the way. He and his wife, he and Miss Kathy, they've moved back from the Pensacola area back to Alabama, to Athens area. And God has provided them a beautiful home. But he doesn't care about money. You give him money, he's going to give it. He's probably going to give it to another missionary. He's going to give it because he doesn't trust in money. He doesn't hoard it. Now again, I'm not saying, look, we ought to be stewards and saving and all that's good. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, look, I thought about him today as I was thinking about this. Boy, he just gives. And he lets God take care of him. He just gives. And then God just keeps giving to him and keeps giving to him and keeps giving to him and provides every need that he has. Why is that? Because he trusts him. And when we trust, we're triumphant. When we trust, God takes care. Now, if we don't trust, we suffer. He says that in verse number 8 of Psalm 20. But look here in Psalm 52. I had you turn there. Psalm 52, verse number 1. To the chief musician, Maskil, a psalm of David, when Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul and said unto him, David is come to the house of Ahimelech. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. Thy tongue deviseth mischiefs like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Now, he's describing Doeg. David is describing this man. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness. Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living, Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. And notice verse 7. Lo, This is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Whew. That's pretty tough on Doeg, isn't it? But you know what? It's true. David, speaking of Doeg, Doeg told Saul about David being there, and it ended up in the death of, 70 or 80 priests? And David said, "Hey, Doeg, this is going to be your end. You're lying and deceitful. You trust," in verse number 7, "you trust in the abundance of your riches. You lie and cheat and steal just so you can get rich. Hey, lo, this is the man that made not God his strength." Hey, friends, tonight we need to make God our strength. We need to make the Lord Jesus Christ our strength. Not anything else. Christ, our strength. Look, two more passages, or just one more tonight. Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs chapter 11, and we'll be done right here. The trust, some trust in chariots, some in creatures, but we should trust Christ. The triumph. He will shield us. He will strengthen us. He will save us. We will serve Him. He will support us. He will cause us to stand. But if we don't trust Him, we will suffer. Proverbs 11 and verse number 28. He that trusteth in his riches shall do what? Shall fall. But the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall. But the righteous shall flourish as a branch. Hey, tonight, dear friends, I just want to remind us and encourage us. Let's be careful, let's be mindful, let's be sure of where our trust is. Not in things, not in people, by the way, not even in places. You know, sometimes we can start to trust in a place, can't we? Sometimes we can start to trust in people and they become our trust above God. Sometimes we can begin to trust in things and money and our position, our status, and we begin to think, well, you know, I'm okay, I'm set. Got a good bank account, got a good retirement, I'm set, I'm good. By the way, again, I'm not against that, that's right and good. But we should never trust it. We should steward it, but we should never trust it. Because the Bible says it can take wings, or it can have wings as eagles, and it can take flight and fly away, can it? Triumphant trust. Amen? Father, thank you so much for the day. Thank you so much for your goodness. Thank you for your word. And Father, I thank you that no matter circumstances, no matter the day, no matter what's going on, whether it be health, whether it be finances, whether it be just an occasion in our nation like our elections yesterday, Father, our trust is in you. It's not in anything else. Father, it's in you and your precious holy word. And Father, I pray that we would leave here tonight. I pray that we would pillow our heads tonight reminded of that. Maybe there's one in here tonight that has begun to place trust, maybe in some things, maybe in some possessions, maybe in the financial position that they find themselves right now. Maybe someone has begun to trust that. Oh, Father, help us to trust you. Help us to remember your name. Help us to fly your banner and set up our banner under your name. Father, help us with that tonight. Lord, go with us with your love and safety tonight. Bring us back together on Sunday. Father, please help those that are sick and those that are away. Father, those that just couldn't be with us tonight for whatever reason. Father, we pray that you'd help them right now. Father, convict if that would be necessary, encourage if that would be the need, strengthen, support if that would be the need, whatever, Lord, we ask that you would do a work in our church family. And Father, just show yourself mighty in our church. in the days to come. Show yourself mighty. Lord, you want to. Lord, you want to. But Father, I pray that we would put ourselves in a position that we would get very, very close to you so that you would show yourself powerful in our lives. Father, we need that, and we're asking for it tonight. We love you, Lord, and we just pray all this in Christ's name. Amen. Hey, I know Brother Chris probably mentioned it tonight. I'm sure he did, but and we sent out a message. Please do be in prayer for Miss Doris's family. And just kind of sudden what happened, and just extremely sad that she passed today. But just pray for the family. They're going to bring her body back, and they're hoping, they're thinking probably by the end of next week. And so we'll give details and let everybody know when the funeral is, whether it's at the funeral home or here, or even they're thinking maybe even just a graveside. So, but just lift them up in prayer. And especially ladies, we'll probably have a meal for them here whatever day the funeral is, okay? Pray for them. Pray for Bradley and Terry Lynn. They were diagnosed with COVID, and they've been sick for about a week. And Bradley's still running a little bit of a fever. So just pray for him that fever will break. And the Colemans as well. I think they're pretty much at the tail end of it, but they've all been very sick as well. So just let's pray for each other, okay? You're dismissed.